The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Never turns it down.
It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
It's time for The Talk and AEW.
Yeah.
AEW later.
Tony Khan's got to be all on his thrills right now.
Oh, I know.
We'll quickly recap WrestleMania.
Why not?
The big hype for Cody Rhodes winning the championship.
That was blown out of the water. Very, very fast, I guess.
They even went and made him up a belt and all that good stuff.
Oh, no.
And he lost.
Exactly.
And the look on his face was like, yeah, I left AEW for this.
It was just straight up disappointment. Just extremely straight up disappointment. Whoa. Well then.
That's interesting. That's
good. That was a new kind of thing.
That looks cool on TV. The light's flickering.
Sorry about that, guys.
Light's going.
We weren't supposed to talk about AEW or something?
I guess not.
Tony Khan's haunting us? And Vince finally sold, after 50 years, the WWE.
Yeah, and that's a hard pill to swallow.
To UFC.
Well, to me, it means his father's rolling over in his grave.
Thank you.
That's how I see it.
Well, to me, the kids get nothing.
Exactly.
Stephanie and Shane get nothing out of this.
No.
No, they sold theirs. They got all that money.
Yeah, but you think he would have passed it down.
Oh, please.
What's Vince like, 90?
Getting there. He's like 80-something.
You would think he would have passed that down to the kids.
No.
He sells it to UFC. This should be really interesting. Tony Khan, open your checkbook.
Yeah, seriously.
There'll be a mass exodus of WWE talent.
Not very many of them are going to want to go ahead and stay after all this hogwash.
Remember, I got to figure out what MFJ is going to do. Is he still going to be in the bidding war of 2024?
Oh, give me a break. There is no bidding war anymore. There is no other competition. The competition just went ahead and sold its butt off.
Yeah, it's been literally.
God.
Literally how the press conference went for it was that the WWE is going to be turned into UFC 2.2.
Yeah.
That came from his new owners and Vince talking.
Yeah.
Is that they're going to turn it into UFC Part 2.
Of course they are. So here's the other thing. A lot of scuttlebutt going around social media because AEW stars were seen at the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We keeping you up?
Yes.
Malachi Black was seen in the audience.
Well, yeah.
He's married to Queen Zelina.
Yeah.
Andre El Idolo, Andre the Idol, was seen at the Hall of Fame because he's married to Charlotte Flair.
He was also caught by the cameras backstage also.
And Buddy Rogers caught on camera. At the WWE
Hall Matthews.
Of Fame. Buddy Matthews was caught on camera at the WWE Hall of Fame because he's going out with Rhea Ripley.
Yep. So, two-thirds of the House of Black was there.
Two-thirds of the House of Black, and Andre Idolo was there. Dean Malenko was there, but he wasn't shown on camera.
No. Ray mentioned him, I think, like, what, seven times in his reception speech?
So did Conan.
So did Conan.
Then you get to the WrestleMania match with Cody and Roman Reigns, and Cody, who's Cody give his belt to? Negative One.
Yeah, he gave it to
Brody Jr. Yeah, he gave it to Brody Jr. in attendance at WrestleMania.
Yep. Where his mother works for...
Where his mother works
for AEW.
Yeah, works for the... She's in charge of the Heels there, that Heels website, community service website for AEW.
Yeah, the women's wrestling community for AEW.
So it was kind of fun this weekend where AEW meets the WWE and drives social media nuts.
Yeah. Because, you know, all the WWE marks, et cetera. Why are they there? Are they looking for information? Yes, they're looking for information, dude. Yes. They're not there to support, and they're not there to support their fellow wrestlers who they're friends with.
Well,
no, that's like, they're there to get information.
That's like, what was it? The Royal Rumble at the Astrodome, the security caught Ricky Starks backstage.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he was there to support Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Which I think is a bunch of crap. They violated the dude's freaking, you know.
I think it was Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Where the guy in charge of the merchandise stand out in front of the Astrodome.
Accidentally
played the Acclaimed theme music.
Yeah. It's sad. It's sad when your own people are like, I don't care. WWE stars admit to watching freaking AEW.
And what nobody brought up, you didn't bring this up, but I read this earlier. During Cody Rhodes' match, there were chants of AEW going through the arena.
Oh.
They were chanting AEW, 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 AEW.
Oh. Yeah, you can tell why that was a 11th-hour decision.
76,000 people at the SoFi Arena in Los Angeles, California.
Chanting AEW. At a
World Wrestling Entertainment event SoFi. Is chanting for the competition.
Yeah, now I see why they went ahead and pulled the plug on the...
Yeah, and it was Roman Reigns. They made up a belt for Cody. Roman Reigns was supposed to lose. Cody Rhodes was supposed to win.
Yeah.
So that Roman Reigns, after 900 some odd days, could go take a vacation.
999.
And the 11th hour, they pulled the plug.
Yeah.
And because Vince is in charge again. They let Roman Reigns win. Cody Rhodes is sitting in the middle of the ring crying, rethinking why he signed a WWE contract and why he left AEW in the first place.
You can literally see the shock on his face and even on Roman's face because Roman's dead-ass tired.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even pin him. He just had his arms up and over him and just not even holding on to the leg, and they count the 1, 2, 3 fast. And people are like, he didn't even pin him.
What's up with the lights?
I don't know.
Spooks.
Wow, it's a long way to Halloween.
No, there's no spooky
Look,
ghost.
Look, I'm going to tell you something right now. I've watched
it. It doesn't have to be Halloween.
Of paranormal. They don't give a bum's butt what time, what temperature, and what area it is.
Nope.
They'll haunt you forever.
Yeah.
So, bleh.
Maybe
it's the ghost of Spectrum Past. It's the old Spectrum building here in the studio. All right, so last week we started first in the series with Pokemon.
Yes, Pokemon.
We're in the studio today so we can actually do visual aids.
Yes. Yes, visual aids.
So, in case you haven't realized what she's got on her head.
It's a Pokemon Go hat.
It's her Pokemon Go hat. There's about as much stuff for Pokemon
as there was for... I think that's one of the... I bought that hat for her
when... When we first got here.
Yeah, somewhere along the line. You have a hat that's somewhere around the house.
It's tall hat, and it has Pikachu on it and Pokemon. Does, my God, that thing is 22 years old.
Yeah, I bought that one here when we moved here.
This one.
Yep, I got here.
Got here, and of course, Pokemon, of course, the Pokemon Go logo for the game, and the bird that's on the side right here, the red bird. That's actually one of the what is called a legendary, what is called the three legendary birds. It's the firebird, which is based off of Phoenix, and its name is Moltres. And of course, I have a nice one.
Yeah, I got you that
because the three birds I represent for Pokemon Go. Is all three of the legendary birds, which is Articuno, Moltres, and Zapdos.
Yeah.
Bless you.
I'm sorry. It's ice bird. One is an ice bird, one is a firebird, which is him. And the other one is actually based off of Native American legend of the Thunderbird.
Yeah, I just think while she's talking, the kids that are listening to the show are glued to the radio. Glued to the television set, because this is all their thing. And the parents are like,
I don't even know. Yes, I'm sorry.
Wake me up when this show's over.
I'm sorry.
This is more tuned to the kiddies. You know, they're... Yeah.
The teenagers. Dad,
crank up the radio. They're talking about Pokemon on the radio.
Yes.
Well, or some totally diehard fan who hasn't quite grown up. I mean, give me a break. If I still hope, go ahead and collect every damn Snoopy known to man.
What is up with 90s nostalgia? Leave me alone. Yeah. And this little guy.
If I can.
There he is.
This little guy is a fox Pokemon, and he's tan and cream color. His name is Eevee.
He's making his television debut on PC TV.
Yes. This little sucker's DNA is so unstable. I'm not even kidding. The DNA makeup of an Eevee is so unstable that any element can go ahead and produce a whole nother Pokemon.
Yeah.
And it's all dry, and they're all derived from Eevee. They're all foxes.
Unfortunately, folks, if you have the fact that you're sitting there and your kid is watching the TV set, sooner or later, you're going to, like, watch something that they're doing.
Daddy, why is that lady yawning on TV? We're trying to watch a Pokemon show and somebody's yawning in the middle of the show.
Sorry.
But yeah, there's a fire-based guy, water-based guy, there's electric, have pretty much every type. He pretty much has every type that's in the game, except for a steel, a bug, and steel bug and ghost and poison.
All right. So last week you were talking about.
You pretty much occupied almost every type.
The Pokemon games.
Yes.
You brought. She actually brought her Switch.
Yes, I did. For the ultimate show and tell.
The ultimate show and tell, she brought her Nintendo Switch in with her.
Of course, because it's only on Nintendo. That's why. You have... Sorry, you're going to be hearing the sound.
We can hear that. That's fine.
As soon as it gears up.
Move it. Pick it up a little bit. I can't scroll down any further.
Well, interesting.
There you go. That's better.
Pokemon Stadium.
Okay, you gotta lift it up a little bit because I can't.
Right there.
Okay, for people at home, she has her switch on. That's what you're hearing. Or people on the radio, they can't see us on PCTV. And she's got her Nintendo Switch, and she's showing everybody the video games. That
For those who don't know what a Nintendo Switch is.
For those who don't know,
it is,
ask your children. They know.
It is basically...
It's a computer game system.
Yeah. It's just a computer game for the... Nintendo's people, and it is just exactly as you can pretty much imagine. It's a smaller version of the Nintendo system in the palm of your hands. That's all it is, folks. It's just their idea of taking Nintendo to go on a run, and that's exactly what the kids can do nowadays. Turn around and instead of being hooked up to your TV set, driving you bananas, wondering when they're going to get off. There you go.
And there's my team. That one.
So which game is this?
This is Pokemon Sword, and it's one. It's the generation after the current generation.
I wouldn't know. I just buy it.
The current generation being Scarlet and Violet. This is the generation before it being Sword and Shield. Sword and Shield is based actually off of England.
Huh.
The whole entire I'm dead serious. The Dex is based off of the Pokédex. Based off of England, you have a whole bunch of different references in it. Like, they put in Corkys because of Queen Lizzie and her love for Corkys. So they put Corkys in there. They put all kinds of different ones there. This is one of the variations of Eevee right here. That's an Umbreon. They only develop in darkness. You befriend Eevee at night.
And you befriend
Eevee at night. Darlene's that's how.
Darlene's over there playing with Pikachu.
Yeah. So
if you're wondering what's going on the other side
that's
of the table
one.
Here.
That's the fire-based one. That's Flareon. Vaporeon.
Okay, you gotta move on to other games. We only got, like, half an hour.
And all that. That would be the video game part of that. Pika, pika, pika. Make sure that's off.
And this little guy...
Sleeping right now.
Pikachu!
It's Pika!
That'd be Pika. Pika.
Exactly what he says when he gets excited. He goes, Pika, Pika, Pika.
Yes.
He was the star of a movie starring Ryan Reynolds, as we brought up last week.
Yes, Detective Pikachu.
Yep.
Pikachu is actually the mascot of the franchise. I'm not even kidding. Actually, if you wanted to go there, they were going for another one. Which is kind of like a pinkish little troll kind of one, which is Clefairy. That's who they wanted for the mascot originally, but the creator of it went ahead and made a comment. No, that's not cute enough. It's not cute enough. It doesn't scream, you know, hey, this is a franchise for kids, and et cetera, et cetera. So they decided to go with Pikachu. Pikachu became the biggest fan favorite because one of how adorable he is, and
they
also,
didn't want to scare the children.
Yeah,
I understand.
It was more friendly face, and it was more cute.
So last week we talked about the Pokemon cards.
Oh,
and
yes.
I know in that bag of yours.
Yes.
No disrespect.
Let me
no disrespect to them, but it seems like a lot of companies like to have giant mice to represent them.
Yes. He is a yellow electric mouse.
Oh yeah, put this up. Let's see this.
Yes, he is a yellow electric mouse.
There you go.
This is the new thing. These pop things, they're just making these. A whole vinyl. Bunch of these Star Wars and Pikachu and AEW and WWE. They all have some.
You have some very special ones.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I actually have one that you guys bought me, which is John Lennon.
Yeah, exactly.
Up in the Beatles studio.
Yes. Yeah.
And above that, we actually have, we don't bring this up too much, we actually have the lyric sheet. The music sheet for Imagine.
Yes.
Up in the Beatles studio.
Yes.
So put that back up. Put your little pop thingy up there.
He's so adorable.
And explain this to the people who without the benefit of...
Which is a gift from her sister.
Yes. I got him as a gift from my baby sister.
You have to kind of describe it. The people on the radio can't see us.
Is a yellow...
I know this is a simulcast, but you know, to benefit the flash photography on the radio, they can't see what's going on.
How would we describe Pika?
Pika is as the description is of Pika, he is a yellow electric type mouse. He has very long ears with black tips on them, two red rubby cheeks that electricity expels from. And if you turn him around.
There you go.
His tail is in the shape of a lightning bolt.
Yep.
Which actually he uses for ground. He uses for grounding himself when he does his attack.
Now, do these Pokemon have superpowers?
Yes, they have abilities in interfighting, like. For Pika, Pikachu's is all electric base. Which means he can conjure thunderstorms. He can go ahead and do another one, which is called Volt Tackle.
For the benefit that we're running out of...
Basic one is Quick Attack.
For the benefit of the fact that we're running out of time, get the cards.
Sorry, my bad.
Devon, get the tables.
Excuse me, pardon me, sorry. Okay, sorry, my bad.
All kinds of problems going on over here.
Put these in. You do that.
Yes, whole binder of them. Ta-da. I got a few of them that are actually, one's from McDonald's, this one is from McDonald's. Yes, I had a partnership.
You gotta lift it up.
D's.
I can't scroll down the camera any further.
Yes,
you gotta move your thingy up.
Yes, yeah. For those who have small children, if they were going ahead telling you, "Hey, mom, I want to go to McDonald's because they have Pikachu cards," yeah. Guess what?
Pokemon card from McDonald's.
They have the Pokemon. This is what they were complaining about.
That is from Build-A-Bear. Yes, they have Pokemon from Build-A-Bear Workshop. I have two. I have Pikachu.
Did you get
Eevee.
A Pokemon from Build-A-Bear Workshop?
Yes.
Yes, I have Pikachu, Eevee,
Are we
going to
be here next week?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay, so next week we'll be here in the studio. You can bring your Build-A-Bears in. I got to check with my director here, make sure we're even in the studio now. So many things happening as spring turns around here. She gets busy, so.
Not a problem.
This one is, sorry for the glare. I can't help the glare.
Yes, you can't stop pointing at the lights.
I'm not pointing it at the light.
We have no clue what we're doing. We're just winging this at this point.
This one right here, it's a little plant Pokemon. His name is Gloom.
There you go. Push up against the glare.
There you go.
It's actually based off of that one plant where it blooms for 17 years and then it smells like rotting flesh.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I'm not even kidding. That's what it's based off of.
I didn't know they had a plant that does that. Oh, that's disgusting. That's a gross thing to find out.
Some Pokemon are based off of...
The things you learn on this show.
Tell me about it.
Some Pokemon are based off of real life things. Just like Pikachu is actually based off of a Pichu, a Pika, which in which are actually related to rabbits, which makes Pika not.
Which is a whole different show in and of itself.
Yes, which makes Pikachu as I technically glance over not to my
right over here.
Which makes Pikachu technically not a mouse.
Yeah, you can't bring the rabbit on this show.
I'm dead serious. It technically makes Pika not a mouse.
He gets nervous.
Because a mouse would be a rodent. Rabbits are not in the rodent family. They're in the Ligamore family.
And if you want to know anything about rabbits, there's two shows on Know Your Berkshires.
Yes. And, of course, this.
I have to plug the other show.
And the whole thing is they're both and our guest here.
Yes. And, of course, here we go. That one down there. Actually, I'll remove. Actually, I'll try to.
Can you remove it from the? You should remove a couple. Make it easier.
That one.
Okay, that's a little close. There you go.
That one is what we call a full. This one is what we call a full art card.
And
it's actually very rare to get in the set.
Oh yeah.
Usually you end up with like a holographic card.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll end up with one that they call as rare, but technically it's not.
She can tell you
to get a full art special card is can be very rare.
Like I said,
I forget the odds, but it's. Well, 1 in 50 chance.
Well, just like I said on the other one there, on the other show that you were doing.
And of course, I told
you and the Munchkins are all Pikachu junkies. So if anybody can understand and relate to you is your nieces and your nephew.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much, you get the four of them together and forget it. That'll be the end of it.
That's another one.
The baby, she'll turn around and she'll tell you, I don't care. I'm going to go do Snoopy with Grandma.
That's another one. That's my baby. That's Sylveon.
That's my little angel. That she'll do Snoopy.
That would be one of Evie's evolutions.
Oh! Yeah. Wow, that's a pretty...
Sorry for technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. Our director here is...
That was a fun shot.
She's not that in control, so please do not blame her. Blame Pete if you saw a real yucky picture. I'd say something else, but
be
nice.
That would be Sylveon. That is an evolution is what they're called. that little brown and cream fox turns into a little white fox with pink and blue bows on it.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
The one that's at home.
Yeah, it's very tight.
And we got a wrap for.
Next week today. When she comes, she can show you the other one. I'll make sure she brings that one.
Yeah, all right,
we will be back here next week for more show and tell.
And for
those on the radio, she will definitely make sure that she describes these stuffed animals to you guys.
And we got to go. So for Carol, Darlene, Jesse, and myself, sayonara and goodbye.
Have a good day,
everybody. Bye-bye.